I'd like for us to turn to the book of Judges tonight. Book of Judges, chapter 13. I wanted to say, I failed to say something about this last Sunday night, but y'all took up a Easter card for us, for me and Sister Bethany, and had some offering in there. Thank y'all for that. You didn't have to do that. I didn't know we did that at Easter, but thank y'all for it. And I thought when, you know, have you ever got one of them cards that is real thick? Man, you think, man, this thing's loaded. And you open it up and it's a music card. You know, one of them singing cards. Well, it wasn't one of them. It was thick. They all had it full of money, so thank you very much for it. I think you had $121 in there. So God bless you. But I got thinking about them cards, you know. Your heart will get to racing real fast. I mean, you know, there's no telling what's in there because it's real thick. And then, I mean, you come crashing down the hall, some donkey going, ee-haw, ee-haw, or something like that, happy birthday, donkey style, or something like that. You know, you got them cards before, hadn't you? I mean, you can feel the, it don't take you long, you learn how to feel the envelope and tell if there's anything in it, or you think. And then now they invented these little music cards where they got batteries and they're real thick, so you can't tell now. And, people probably go into cardiac arrest and start hearing that donkey or something. Judges chapter 13 and verse 24. We're going to skip right down into the next chapter. So it's just two verses left here, 24 and 25, but don't get shook up. We're going to keep on reading. The woman bare a son called his name Samson. The child grew and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Samson went down to Timnath and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. He came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath, a daughter of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren or among all thy people, all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. But his father and mother knew not that it was of the Lord that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took, therefore, in his hands and went on eating, came to his father and mother, and he gave them. And they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I'd like to preach from this verse of scripture here tonight, and I hope that y'all will help me. Amen. Y'all felt like the Lord really blessed the young people at the youth retreat, and I would like for the Lord just to come by here and help us again tonight. How about it? But I'd like to look at these verses of scripture here and preach about this honey, how Samson had this honey. And if I have a title, I'm going to title it Hands Full of Honey. Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 and 11 that these things happened unto them for in samples, that they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. All these things in the Old Testament was written, and they happened unto them for an ensample. There's something in everything in the Old Testament. It was written for a purpose, that we could receive something from God. There's a hidden truth in there. Amen. God would like to reveal it to us through His Holy Ghost. But the Bible says in verse 25, the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. He was moved by the Spirit of the Lord. There's a lot of things that are moving, and there's a lot of things that will move people. Amen. But when you begin to be moved by the Spirit of God, it's a whole new blessing. Hallelujah. It's a whole different story, I guess what I'm trying to say. Samson here, God, the Bible says, and the Lord blessed him. The child grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. I'm thankful for the blessing of the Lord. I'm thankful that God blesses us, but when the Spirit of God begins to move on our life, amen, I'm telling you what, that's where, amen, we need to have it. That's where it really is. Every one of us should have this Spirit of God on our life. The power of God moving us, directing us, leading us, dwelling in us. Amen. Helping us, strengthening us, just like it did Samson. It began to move him. I tell you what, I like for the Spirit of the Lord to move me. How about it? Amen. I like for the Spirit of the Lord to move me. You know what? There's times that the Spirit of God will move on us, and that's great and wonderful. But there's a difference when the Spirit of God begins to move you. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll move on us. Amen. He'll move around us. But what He really wants to do is move us. That's what He really wants to do. Amen. Is touch our life to the place where it moves us. Moves us up a step. Moves us up the ladder. Moves us closer to God. Have y'all ever thought about Ezekiel down there in the valley of dry bones? Bible says that the Lord said, prophesy to the wind. Wind breathe on these slain that they may live. The Bible said that the wind blew and it breathed on them. They stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. Have you ever thought about Ezekiel? Did I say Ezekiel? Ezekiel standing there in that valley and that wind a blowing. Amen. And all those slain, those dead people that God had put their bone back together and their flesh on them, and that wind breathing and they standing up. Amen. What was it? That wind come and it went right in their nostrils and it brought life to them. That's what the Spirit of God does. Amen. It breathes and it brings life. But have you ever thought about this? I'll just throw this in here. Ezekiel was standing in that valley. No doubt he felt the wind. Huh? No doubt he felt that wind. You know, you've been out there and you feel that wind that feels so good on a hot day. And then on a cold day, it'll make you bundle up, but you can feel the wind. Amen. Ezekiel felt the wind, but they was filled with the wind. Hallelujah. And there's a difference. Sometimes we'll be in a service and we'll walk out saying, man, we had a time tonight. We had an old-fashioned Pentecostal service. And there's other times we walk out, or maybe the same service, somebody else walks out and say, man, God touched me tonight. I think I'm going to lay this down. I think I'm going to lay that down. I think I'm going to step up a little bit in my prayer life. The difference is sometimes we feel the wind and other times we're filled with the wind. And I'm telling you what, it ain't good enough. Amen. For the Spirit of God to move on us. We need the Spirit of God to move us. Amen. Just like it did Samson. It didn't move on Samson. It moved Samson. It's not good enough, church, just to feel the Spirit of God. We got to be filled with the Spirit of God. Can I have a little bit on the monitor, brother? I don't want to blast anybody out there out. If their eyes start popping out, I'll tell you. You can't see their eyes. Or if they start holding their ears, you'll see it. But y'all still here? Hands full of honey. Samson had a conflict with the lion.
I want you to know when God begins to move you, the lion's going to come next. I said the lion is going to come next. I want to tell you something, young people. You come back and God's a moving in your life. The devil's going to face you. He's already got a trick. He's already got a plan. He's already laying out a detailed work. Amen. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to snare them. I'm going to steal it. I'm going to cause this to happen. I'm going to cause them to be offended here. I'm going to do this or that. Amen. The lion's going to meet you. The lion's waiting out the door. The lion is out there. I'm telling you what, the devil is as a roaring lion, and he wants to devour, and he wants to kill, and he wants to steal, and he wants to destroy. The Bible says, behold, a young lion roared against him. The lions are roaring today. Why is he roaring? He's roaring against the church. It roared against Samson. The lion is roaring against the church. And I don't want to take too long on this right here, but he's our arch enemy. He attacks where we least expect it. Amen. What we got to realize is that the devil is out to get us. Like he said, Simon, Simon, Satan hath devoured, he has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Amen. The devil's out to get us. The devil's out to destroy us. The devil wants to destroy your victory. The devil wants to destroy your home. The devil wants to break apart your marriage. Amen. The lions are roaring. And I'm telling you what, we've had these young people testify tonight. But I feel like the Lord's talking to some of us older folks right here. Amen. You may have got help from God. And God may have moved in your life like you ain't never seen before. Amen. But you better watch out. There's a lion. And he's going to roar against you. He's going to roar against your marriage. He's going to roar against your home. Amen. The devil's out to destroy. The devil is playing for keeps. He's not playing around. He's serious about it. He won't be satisfied until he takes your soul all the way to the pits of hell. Until he destroys your home. Until he destroys your family. There's a lion out there waiting.
He wants to hinder. He wants to ensnare. He tempts. He tries. I want you to know something. Just because there's a lion, it isn't the end of the story. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Woo! I'm telling you what, the perfect answer for the temptations that we face in this life, amen, the perfect answer is the Holy Ghost power touching our lives in such a way. Amen. And when we're against the lion, it's no longer us that's fighting the battle. Amen. But like David said, you come to me with sword and a spear, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of the Philistine of Israel, whom you have defied. Amen. I'm telling you what. Amen. Let the power of God, amen, the Holy Ghost power, get on your heart and get in your life, and you can conquer the enemy. You can conquer the lion. There's a lion out there. Amen. But God's got more power. For the scripture says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the Bible said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. I'm telling you what, he still has the answer for the tricks of the devil.
He rent him as he would a kid. Woo! He rent him as he would a kid. I want you to know something, young people. I heard a preacher preach on, he's not what he sounds like. He talked about the devil, where the scripture says he walketh about as a roaring lion. He talked about how the devil, he really ain't a lion. He's as a roaring lion. He puts himself out there to be more than he is. I don't know if y'all went to youth rally, but went to youth rally up at County Line. They had Brother Dave Brock that had preached a revival for us testify. And he said, young people, the devil ain't as big as he thinks he is. Hallelujah. I enjoyed that so much, just that one statement. The devil ain't as big as he thinks he is. He thought he was going to take God off the throne, but he fell as lightning from heaven. Jesus said, I saw it happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he told those weak disciples that was rejoicing when the devils were subject to him. He said, I saw him fall. And he said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. The power of God is greater than the devil. Now I want to talk about this honey. Bible says, after a time. Hello? I don't know how long it was, brother, but some time went by. It could have been a day. It could have been weeks. Could have been months. But the Bible says, after a time. Now I want you to know something. There'll come a time when God will give you a victory. And then time will go by, and if we're not careful, we're just sitting here. We're just showing up. Y'all still with me? I mean, there was a time we couldn't wait to get through the door, but now, I mean, we're just here. Here I am, Lord, preacher, here. Punch my ticket. Amen. So I can show I showed up on Sunday. Here I am. It's Sunday night. I'm not trying to point out nobody tonight, but I'm just saying that's the facts. There was a time we busted the door down. And then after a time, hey man, it's not so big a deal to miss out. Hello? Huh? Can I get a witness? Hey man, after a time. Hey man, I feel like we're here tonight. Hey man, y'all say, well, I thought you was preaching to the young people. I did. Now let's move on a little bit. Amen. They're here and they're ready to fight the devil. Amen. But we're here and we already got the victory. And now we're just moseying along. We're talking about when God gave us the victory. But we've done told it so much, we don't want to testify about it no more. Everybody's done heard it. I'm talking about after a time. Amen. A time has went by to the place where everybody sitting on the pew knows our victory. And knows about the testimony. Amen. A time has went by. Hallelujah. But I want you to know something. A time went by. And he went back to look at that old lion. Woo, don't you love it? Praise God. Don't you do it too? Come on now, church. Don't you do it? Amen. Come on, devil. Come over here and look with me. Yeah, right there is where I won the victory. Huh? Not to lift ourselves up or anything, but just to go back and look at it. Just go back and think about that time God touched us in such a way that we took the devil and took the lion in our hand and rent it just like it was a kid. Just like it was nothing. Old Samson's walking down through this. There's been a time. He's done told everybody about it. Everybody done knows the testimony. And here goes Samson by down there all by himself. Amen. I'm telling you what, I feel like I'm preaching right here to this church tonight. We go through times of revival. Amen. We'll take the devil and we'll tear him apart. We'll tear down the devil's kingdom. We'll see souls saved. We'll see people touched. We'll see lives changed. But then a time will go by. I tell you what we ought to do tonight. We ought to go back.
back and look at the lion. We got to find ourselves over there again. We got to take another trip and just look at that lion again.
Woo. Brother Curtis, he went back and looked at that lion. Whoa. Bees are swarming. Now, I'm not a bee man, but evidently Samson was. We cut down that tree over there, me and Brother Bob, and one got me on the lip. Swelled that thing up pretty big. Y'all still with me? But I feel like what we ought to do tonight is go back and look at that carcass. Hello? Have you got the victory in your life, Brother Joe? And then a time will go by. Well, it's already passed. It's way back there. I barely remember. I can just see him. Have you ever went down a street? You hadn't been down for a long time.